I suppose if I had to give a title to, in particular, the Holy Gospel that we heard, it could be Rules and Empty Words. Now, many of us have been taught, here are the rules, just follow them. If you're like me, you probably heard at one time in your life, as long as you live under my roof, you're going to follow my rules. The problem is we were born with bent wills, rebellious hearts. So when someone says that to us, especially in our younger years, we tend to protest. I think that protest is really about a sense of freedom. And I believe that is part of the point of Jesus' teaching in the Holy Gospel today. We need, and the reason that Jesus is teaching in the form that he is because there are times that we need a bit of a roadmap. Sometimes, especially in younger years, when we might tend to be a bit more selfish and self-centered, putting ourselves first, as we grow and mature, we need God to help us. We need God to show us where to go, how to get there. I think this might help us understand this Sunday's readings. The context of being a Catholic Christian, on the face of it, the first reading from Deuteronomy seems to be all about the importance of the Jews keeping all the laws and observances that God had given them through Moses. And at least at first hearing, it seems that Jesus wants to get rid of all of this, abandoning even the basic Jewish custom of washing one's hands before you eat. There's a reason. There's a reason that Jesus is speaking in the way that he is speaking. Heard it. What's happening is he recognizes that their actions are empty. They have become far from God. Uses that example. It's not what goes into us that counts, but what comes out of us, what we begin to believe, how we're shaped and how we're formed, all of those things that are made visible. As St. James told us, be doers of the words. So there needs to be some authenticity to why we do what we do. Jesus recognized that. So in essence, he was trying to take them to a different place. But we too have lots of laws and observances in the Catholic Church. Sunday Mass, rules about how to celebrate the liturgy, customs like bowing, genuflecting, blessing oneself with holy water, grace before meals. All of these are meant to do the same for us, to give meaning to those gestures, those traditions, those practices, even the laws and customs. Most of us with a bit of gray hair in our hair can often speak of growing up with a religion that seemed to be a long list of no's to an even longer list of rules and obligations. But on a human level, when we return to observance to the traditions and the customs, the practices. In essence, it can be wanting a stronger Catholic identity in a secular society in which there are also people of other religions, such as Islam, Orthodox Judaism. They have a strong, visible identity, dress codes, food regulations, much more. But it becomes a visible reality and an insight to what is important to them, what they believe, what they practice. And we learn from them as Jesus was trying to help those with him as he was teaching and instructing. Almost sounds as if he was lecturing a bit. It happens to us. So we live from the inside out, not the other way around. Psychologically, customs and practices can be very good for us because they structure our lives. Chaos is not good for our mental health. God knew that. He knew that when he created the world, and to quote the book of Genesis, bringing order out of chaos. So all of the things that we do give us an identity, structure, but can help us go deeper. When you say grace before meals, living from the inside out means that we recognize that what we're about to share, the gifts on this table, they originated from God, but they're not just food for fuel. It's God's gifts to us, and it's also a recognition that we have plenty, but there might be and there is someone who does not. That's where our words then, we become doers of those words. Jesus was careful to warn the folks not to become enslaved to those structures, but to let them be visible signs of who we truly are, what we truly believe, and what we're truly willing to do. So today, this evening, I think in essence what Jesus is trying to help us understand is to live well, we need that freedom and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that we just don't live lives bumping along, but everything we do is meant to help us in that relationship with God, that relationship with one another, and how we bring God to others. And I think this is amply demonstrated in the lives of the saints. On Friday, we celebrated, we celebrated the great feast of Saint Monica. If you don't know her story, I encourage you to read about her. St. Monica was the mother of St. Augustine. All the choices that St. Monica made, all the choices, and in the beginning, not always good ones, that St. Augustine made. But after many, many detours, especially for him, he was able, by those roadmaps, to find Christ. And his mother was instrumental in him doing that. As long as you live under my roof, you're going to follow my rules. Maybe under God's roof, that's not a bad thing to do.